The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the news show. Oh, and hey, by the way, happy Thanksgiving to all of our Canadian listeners, eh? It is the 14th of October, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend, we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. We are starting off with Hacker News. Yeah, researchers over there at the Morsfix Lab, at least I think that's how you say it. Yeah, there's so many of these places. Just stick to a simple name for me, please. Thanks. Well, apparently they found a zero-day bug in iTunes. And its target was the automotive industry. Yeah, I don't know where the hell this is going, but let's just keep it going. It all actually goes back to the Apple Software Update Utility. So as you probably guess, yeah, this is for Windows users. It allowed the BitPayMirror / the iEncrypt malware to sneak right into your PC undetected. Now, of course, Apple has patched the bug already as we're telling you about this. So Windows users that are using iTunes, you should be in the clear already. Now, if you're using iTunes on the Mac, well, you're just an iTunes diehard lover there. We all know the update to macOS Catalina? Yep, bye-bye iTunes. So no chance of this exploit taking advantage of your Mac now. Though I don't think there probably was in the first place. Hey, speaking of Windows, as you probably know, there was another update, and guess what? The latest update is causing problems again. The update KB45172.11, just for those of you keeping track of those update numbers, well, it's breaking the search in VMware Workstation in Windows 10. The update is also causing problems with the Start menu and even Microsoft Edge as well. Meaning, yes, Windows went to a whole new level if you can't even use the Start menu now because of an update. Now, Microsoft just says, yes, we're aware, and we're currently working on it, and an estimated release for the patch will be sometime in October. So in the meantime, you get to play with the Start menu that doesn't want to launch, and try to launch the browser that doesn't want to launch as well. Gee, Microsoft, I wonder why so many people were reluctant to go to Windows 10, and you made us do it anyways. And finally, as a bit of a slow news weekend, it kind of happens that way from time to time. Well, this end finally all has to do with the Pixel. Yeah, we should be seeing it this week. In fact, you could have pre-ordered it over the weekend if you were in Canada. You have to say, the Pixel 4 leaks just won't stop. The Canadian branch retailer of Best Buy decided, hey, what the hell? Let's go ahead and put up pre-orders for the Pixel 4s. Not only on top of that, let's put up all the specs too. So, what juicy details did we get? Well, pretty much we already knew anyways. Google Pixel 4, Google Pixel 4 XL, Google Pixel 3 XL. Yeah, as you probably guessed, that 3 XL is going to fit somewhere in between the Pixel 4 and the Pixel 4 XL. Has some features of one and doesn't have features of the other, you get the idea. Another tidbit we've seen too is Best Buy was highlighting Google Gestures for all the devices. And that has to be one thing we kind of go, really? Why? As we know, Microsoft and Samsung, yeah, they tried it and ditched it very quickly. Maybe Google's got a better idea. I guess we're going to have to wait and see if it is there in a few days when they do officially, I guess, launch the Pixel 4. I'm kind of to this point, just throw in the gestures. At least it's something else to talk about because we know everything else. Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, by golly, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our official website at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by our lovely folks over there at TSO Host. They take very good care of us here at the BTN Network, giving us all the bandwidth and uptime we need to get these shows out to all of you. They're fast, reliable, and affordable, and we think you're going to love them. You should try them out today. TSOHost.com. And once again, thanks to TSO Host for supporting us here at the BTN Network. Hop on over to our Facebook page too at British Tech Network. Fly on over to Twitter and follow us there at British Tech, and Slack around at our Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a nice Monday. Let's get the week started off right, shall we? Yeah. Have a great one. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. You can pre-order it. Wow. Yeah.